Okay, without any further ado, at this time, thank God for the vessel of Deacon Howard Gavin. I've already left first base, Pastor Gavin, at the Sunday school this morning. Amen. I'm already on third base, Deacon. A couple of words here, I'd be home. Hey, don't have to hit a home run. I'd be home. Amen. So I'm on third base. Y'all know you can bring me home. Amen. Okay, at this time, without any further ado, thank God for the word of God today. And Deacon Howard Gavin is going to come forward now with the message, the gospel of the grace of God, the only gospel that should be preached in this dispensation. Deacon Howard Gavin, amen.
We're certainly praising God for another opportunity to speak His precious word unto His people. Amen. I'm going to ask our usher, as soon as I finish praying, would you take the document and pass one to each one present. The documents are on the back as soon as we finish praying. Now let us pray. Righteous, eternal Lord God, our Father. Lord, again, we just thank you for the privilege of coming before your people, Lord, to dispense your word unto them that you dispense to all of us through your vessel, my God, and out of your vessel unto your precious elect, your people, your children. We thank you, Lord God, for this precious word and for all the hearing ears all over this globe. And we pray, O God, that you would bless us to the end, that we would know, being informed, having been informed by your blessed Spirit. Now, Lord, bless us on into your precious word. Lord, encourage your people. Bless my God and cause us to know more, that we be enabled to do more. We ask these and all things in Christ Jesus' name, Lord, and thank you for our pastor and all his family, Lord, for bringing him back, Lord God, and preparing him again for the work which you caused him to do. And we thank you in Jesus' righteous name, Lord God. Amen. 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 I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And we are continuing. We're going to take verses 1 through 7 of the first chapter of Ephesians. And we are continuing in the subject matter from the document that the Lord gave our pastor to write. The Lord gave our pastor to write God's sovereignty in election to salvation. God's sovereignty, God's absolute right, his absolute right, being creator and the supreme authority of all that is in existence, including everyone. God's sovereignty in election or choosing. That's right, choice, choosing. Who's in? Who's not? Who is his dear one? And who isn't? The act or instance of choosing to salvation. Salvation meaning our eternal sonship, relationship, or positioning to God in Christ Jesus. Our eternal. It already is. It just hasn't been manifested in its eternality or its eternal essence. We are. We're not trying to be, amen, or hoping to be, according to God's word to us, our eternal sonship, position, and relationship to God, and our eternal abode, which is in Christ. Salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequences. It means preservation. We are preserved or delivered from harm, ruin, that is ultimate harm, ruin, or ultimate loss. We are safe, even though sometimes we don't feel like it. We are actually ultimately safe. Irregardless of what we see on the earth or in the universe, or any of the happenings going on around us or in our neighborhoods, our cities, everywhere. We are ultimately safe because this is not our abode, our true abode. This is not our home. Our actual abode is eternality in the body of Christ for the elect of God. Amen. These bodies, no matter how beautiful or how robust they are not our eternal abode. They are a temporary indwelling for the children, the people of God. We have a home. We have a body, and it is the body of Christ. Hallelujah. That's where we eternally abide. I think we're all sensible enough to know that we won't be around forever here like this in these bodies. I think we all are sensible enough to know that. It's temporary. Everything regarding our bodies, regarding our relationships, regarding whatever we are doing, whatever we have in physicality, in time, is temporary. Whether any gain or seeming loss. Temporary. Hallelujah. Now, I had the usher to pass out the documents. We're going to try to finish the series on God's sovereignty in election to salvation, which we've been dealing with for several months. And I want you to focus, first of all, let's look at the scripture. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 through 7. Elder William Liverman is our designated reader. And Elder, as usual, I want you to begin reading verse 1 and 2. The King James Version will be okay. But verses 3 through 7, let's go to the interlinear Greek text. Amen. As you know, the Bible, what we call the Old Testament and New Testament, was not, neither of them was written in English originally. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and what is called the New Testament, wherein is the Grace Testament, those 14 epistles that the resurrected, glorified Lord gave to the Apostle Paul to deliver to the Grace Church. We have the New Testament, but within it, in the compiling of the Bible, within what is called the New Testament, for its compilation, we have the Grace Testament. Amen. Though, again, those 14 epistles that our Lord Jesus gave through revelation to the Apostle Paul for the Grace Church. Now, the rest of it, Matthew, skipping over Romans through Hebrews, and then going on to James, and ultimately to Revelation, that is the New Testament. But Romans to Hebrews is the Grace Testament.
Amen.
Which Christ gave, again, in Revelation to the Apostle Paul,
yes,
for the Grace Church, which is his body. Elder, let's begin reading in Ephesians chapter 1, first two verses, King James Version, then the rest of it, 3 through 7, interlinear Greek text.
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 2, King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God,
yes,
to the saints which are at Ephesus,
mm-hmm,
and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
The faithful, that's the only place we are faithful in Christ. We are not faithful in our everyday walk. The Lord has to cause us to be faithful. It has been given unto us to have faith and certainly to be faithful. Read Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 and Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. Read on, Elder.
Grace to you.
Grace to you.
Peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
It is always grace and peace to the people of God in the grace dispensation. Everything is of grace. If you see commands, present imperative, imperative is a command in the grammar of Paul's epistles, it is a command of grace. If it seems like we have to do something to get something, then further exegesis is needed so that we can be properly informed. Exegesis means to dig in, even going to the original language, to bring out, to bring out the literal meaning of the text. It's grace. It does not start in grace and then revert to law. It does not start in grace and then revert to a condition or a work to become, something out of us, to become or to become accepted. No, 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 no. Our covenant, our agreement, our testament is grace. It never reverts to kingdom or law. It is grace. Read on, Ella.
Verse 3, instantly agree.
Verse 3.
Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, the having blessed us.
The having blessed us, what?
With every blessing spiritual.
In every or each and every blessing spiritual. And I'm changing a little from the interlinear Greek text because of that medium, exegesis. Amen. This is a wonderful translation. The interlinear Greek text, it is from the older manuscripts, and the author puts the Greek word up over the English word, so his feet are held closer to the fire, but sometime he did deviate a little, and he will give an indication thereof. So I'm bypassing, in the interest of time, the indicator or indication he gave, and going from straight exegesis from the older manuscripts, amen, or copies thereof, that he had use of. So, having blessed us in each and every blessing spiritual in the heavenlies in Christ. Now, having blessed is in what we call the aorist tense. According to the Greek grammar, we have the aorist tense, and we have the present tense, we have the future tense, just like we have in English. But the aorist tense is stronger than the English past tense. It is a completed action in eternity, not time. There is the strength right there. In the arena that always was and always is eternity, the aorist tense speak of that arena, not in the temporary manifested temporary entity of time. Time is a creation for testimony of God, or God's purpose in testimony to creation and creatures what he has done by and through a saying. Hebrews 11 and 3. The ages were created through a saying. God is unlimited. He don't need a bunch of to do, you know, a list, and then in many phases do it. God is unlimited in power, in knowledge, in wisdom, in might, hallelujah, in existence. He's unlimited. One saying, all in the heavens and in the earth. one scene. We were in the body, placed in the body of Christ, and also sinners manifested in flesh before time was created. It was decreed. We are only manifested in the flesh, sinners, temporarily in the created entity of time. But we are, we actually are, members of the body of Christ, sons of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs of all that belongeth to Christ, and all creation according to my Bible. Colossians 1:16, all creation is in Christ, and we are in Christ, and we are heirs of God, and joint or co-heirs of all.
Yes, amen.
Like that is not joint, not co. Evenly, equally, co-heirs of God, of all that belongeth to Christ. Problem is, we as children of God, people of God, beloved of God, we don't really know who we are. We think we're down here just trying to make it in, if I can. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing. Trying to make it another day. God has already predetermined what our days will bring in manifestation. Because He has already pre, now watch that prefix, you'll be hearing it again. He has already predetermined, preordained what will manifest in each and everything in creation, as well as in, and certainly in, the lives of His beloved. Ella, let's go, because I got to move fast in this if I'm... That's how I have to finish up again. This is supposed to be the finish of God's sovereignty in election to salvation. So let's move, Elder.
Verse 4, as in the Antonia Greek.
Listen to this.
As He chose us in Him.
As He chose us in Him. Let me repeat that. As He chose, not choosing, not will choose, not to see what we do, how well we do, and choose. He, as He chose, the aorist tense again in the Greek is stronger than the past tense in the English, because the aorist tense speaks of what has been completed in eternity through a scene. Hallelujah. As He chose us. Us, as you heard me say before, not all, not them. He chose us. You'll be hearing these personal pronouns as we go through this message. As He chose us in Him before foundation or creation of world. What else, Elder?
Before foundation of world. To be us holy and unblemishable.
All right. To
before Him in love.
To be, according to the heirs, the present infinitive. It's a present infinitive. In the English, we typically place two in the front of an infinitive, but it gives it a future inference. But this is a right now present fact or infinitive. To be or being, and I know there are no gerunds in the Greek words ending in ing, but it's still right now, present. Being us, holy or separated, set apart, sanctified unto Him. And all the mess ups we've had, we're unblemished. Because Christ bore it all of our sins. And speaking of our eternal essence or entrance, are not entrance, but our eternal abode in Christ, unblemished. But in manifestation according to the flesh, sinners, having committed sin, having been decreed sinners, Romans 3:23, all sin errs indicative and come short. Everyone. Even that one that was caught up and he was not in Genesis. All sinned by decree. Eris, eternal decree, and come short. We are unblemished because Christ bore it all. And speaking of our eternal essence in the body of Christ, we are unblemished. According to our fleshly existence, sinners, Christ bore it all. And according to our actualized essence, we are unblemished. Before him whom it counts. And let me start with the last two words of verse 4 as we enter into verse 5. And Elder, when I finish with the last two words, please begin verse 5. The Bible was not originally divided in chapters and verses. So here are two words that swing right into what was placed in verse 5. I'll read the first two, Elder, take off in verse 5. In love,
predestining us to adoption of sons.
Hold it. Having predestinated. Again, eris, completed in eternity. A completed action of God in eternity. Before the creation of the earth and all the universe, and certainly before our placement in this. Saints of God, we didn't start in the flesh. We are eternal beings, and this is not out of me. I learned this in Bible class. We are eternal beings having been determined and manifestly placed in fleshly bodies in and after the creation of time. Eternal. We are eternal. Spirit!
Yes.
This stuff is just temporary. And all of its problems, all of its shortcomings, all of its inabilities.
Amen.
It's pain. It's humiliation. Temporary. Read on, Elder.
Predestining us to adoption of sons.
Having predestined
Jesus Christ.
To the adoption of sons through Jesus Christ. Where? Where?
To him.
Oh, glory to God. To him. Where counts? The Almighty. Sovereign. Eternal.
Yeah.
Unlimited. God. Who is, according to this, our Father. He's Spirit. That's what we are. My father's name was Horace D. Gavin, Horace Daniel Gavin. Where he was shaped, I'm shaped. Not only that, my children are. According, the way he acted, I acted. According to the flesh. My father, according to the flesh. How much more the Almighty, unlimited God, if we are his children, if we are his eternally, aren't we like him? Eternal and spirit. He is spirit. Read on, Elder.
Amen. According to the good pleasure of the will of him.
According to the good pleasure of the will of him. As despicable as we oftentimes act, it was according to his good pleasure. Oh, Lord, for having adopted or son-positioned us in Christ, Hallelujah. Oh, grace is speaking loud this morning and every morning. God's grace did this. His grace. Jacob and Esau are reminded of Jacob and Esau. Jacob was God's beloved. And Esau was not his elect or his beloved. Esau's character was exemplified better than Jacob's. But Jacob belonged to the Lord. And Esau did not. No matter what he did, what he said, how long he did it, what he thought, Jacob could never not be God's beloved, and Esau could never become God's beloved. We're going to see more of this. Amen. All right. That's what election means, folks. Election means choosing, not waiting for you to make up your mind, not waiting for you to come down the aisle, not waiting for you to speak in a tongue. All noble things, the way the Lord brought his elect, he brought us all differently. He showed me the despicableness of myself and drew me that way. Hallelujah. I couldn't turn drink loose. Every time I tried, the more I tried to turn it loose, it's like a cat playing with a ball of yarn, a kitten. The more I tried to turn it loose, I got more wrapped up in loving it according to the flesh. That's what God used me to show me, the despicableness and the futility of me that way. And he used that to bring me. Some he bring through and through the means of the mourner's bench, through shaking of the preacher's hand, reciting the sinner's prayer, through speaking in tongues, and supposedly receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You were saved before creation. We were His before creation. None of that I said merited or commended us to God. We were chosen in Him before creation. Before creation of time. Of the universe. Yes. The world. The universe.
Yes.
Before we were chosen. Picked out. Selected. Separated.
Thank God.
That's what holy means. Sanctified. Separated. Unto Him.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Thank God.
Ella, read on.
Amen.
Verse 6. What I predominantly want to get today.
Verse 6, into the angry again. To praise of glory.
In all of this gloriousness that has been read thus far and much more is to the praise of the glory of this item Elder is fixing to mention. What, Elder?
To the praise of the grace of Him.
Of the grace of Him.
Of which He favored.
Of which He favored. Again, aorist tense. Aorist indicative, eternality. Aorist tense in the Greek is stronger than the past tense in time. The past tense in time speaks still of temporariness in time, but the aorist tense in Greek speaks of eternality in the sphere, completeness in the sphere of eternity. He favored us, not them. I say that in all humility, but I say it with just as much conviction because it's God's truth. He favored us, not all, and not the personal pronoun. Them. You'll see more of it. Read, Ella.
In the having been loved.
Let me pull you close to something. if it manifests. Here we have a what we call in the Greek a perfect tense, and it's in the passive voice. Perfect tense meaning a completed action in the sphere of eternality, and the results or the continuation of it goes right on. It does just that, continues. It continues right down to the present, whenever the present is. If it was in 50 A.D., it continued right down to then. If it was in B.C., it continued right down to then. But the action and completion of it is in eternity. And it's in the passive voice. To further speak to us that we had nothing to do with it. Nothing we did caused us to be favored of God, our Father. Nothing. Nothing. We think we love our children, and we do. But our love pales, doesn't even come up on the meter to the love which God has for his beloved. It does not even in the any degree compare. We need to know that, because God has given us a course, and our courses oftentimes are with briars and thorns, problems. We need to know that they are temporary and that they were purpose of God, who is our Father. Every bit of it. Every bit. Now, verse 7, Elder.
Verse 7.
I primarily want to get to verse 6. Verse 7.
In whom we have redemption.
In whom we have. Hold a second, Elder. In whom? Christ. In the Beloved.
Yes.
Where we actually abide. We actually abide in Christ.
Yes.
That is our eternal body. Speaking of body, and our abode is singular. It's singular. We are members of the body of Christ. We are members. Members many. But body, uno, one. Members of the body of Christ, whom we have, in whom we have, present indicative. And indicative is a fact. Present tense is just what it says. Right now, fact, indicative, a fact, and a fact is a thing that's already done. It's done. It may not have been manifested. We may not see it or know it. But in the indicative, it is already done. It's a fact.
Amen. Yes.
We have the redemption. And where is the redemption? Where, Elder?
In whom we have the redemption through the blood of him,
Jesus.
The forgiveness of trespasses.
Don't ever forget that. We have redemption. We've been bought back from the sin where we've been decreed according to the flesh. We've been bought back through the blood, through the blood, through the blood of him.
Yes.
What else, Elder?
According to the riches of the grace of him.
Even the forgiveness of sins. Never forget that our sins already have been forgiven. That mess up we're going to do next year, if it's the Lord's will we be here, it has already been taken away through and by the blood. And that's not a license or anything else for us to do wrong. We don't need a license to do wrong. We need a license to own my business. I found that out years ago. We need a license to fish, hunt, and many other things. But we need no license to sin. we have a sin nature, and according to the flesh, we are having been decreed sinners, according to the flesh. And the flesh is on automatic pilot according to the sin nature in it. It needs no help, anything else. It will do what it was pre-designed to do. God must overrule this boy. Because as me and one brother were talking about the flesh, you would think the flesh would get it sometime or another. The brother came to the conclusion by the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, the flesh never gets it. Never. Never. The flesh never gets it. The Lord has to overrule it. And that is why it is destroyed. Sin is destroyed in the flesh. Paul said, when I would do good, 7th chapter Romans, evil is present with me. Did you finish verse 7, Ella?
Yes, I did. Yes.
According, the forgiveness of trespasses according to the riches or richness would be a better word. Richness would be a better word than riches. Now, they are both nouns. Riches is a noun. Richness is a noun. But riches is plural. According to the Greek scripting, this noun is singular. So that no one would think that we're just changing words to fit the doctrine that we propagate. No, 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 and no, and no. It is better richness, because that Greek word is singular, and riches would be plural. So, according to the richness of the grace of Him, the grace of Him. Grace to us is everything, according to God, in our actual abode in Christ. Grace, God's grace. God's grace is Christ in us, the hope of glory. God's grace is our sonship positioning. Hallelujah. God's grace, He favored us. He didn't favor all. He favored us before, in a realm, before we were here to do anything, any work, any faith, anything. Yes, faith is given unto us, but we were His before.
Right.
Hallelujah. Before believing, before coming, before repeating, before swaying back and forth, before tongue, we belong to Him. Praise Jesus. In all those things, the Lord calls us to come to know Him in the relationship that we already have, but we just didn't know Him. Amen. Just like in the book of Samuel. Samuel was chosen of God to be the prophet, but Samuel didn't know the Lord early on. He had come to know the Lord. And the Lord calls us to come to know Him of whom we eternally already belong to. To know Him in fellowship. Amen. And in presence. All right. From your document, if you have the document. I can see it now. I don't see the finish line. I'm reading from the third complete paragraph on page 5 of our document. Read along with me. We just read verse 7, but I focus on verse 6. Now, the last phrase of this verse 6 translated, which He freely gave us in the Beloved, may also be rendered, which He graced to us in the Beloved. He graced, favored, benevolence,
yes.
Gave, gifted with no merit, absence of any merit whatsoever, to us in the Beloved, where we actually abide. We just here temporarily, folks. Temporarily. On the earth. In these physical bodies. Temporarily. All of it that we see, that we're involved in, engaged in, doing, want to do, here. Temporary. We have preferred the rendering freely gave, as exacted from the Greek word ekaristosin, which is the verb form of the noun charis, which is grace. Graced would be the verb form of the Greek word charis, grace. But for literal consistency, we have opted to use the lesser known verb grace. That which God gave or has given, as it denotes, that is indicate or show or stand for, that which God graces or gives to his elect or the elect. According to this promise, the thought conveyance would be that God graced his glorious grace unto us in the Beloved One, that is Christ. We are eternal abode is Christ. That's where we eternally was, is. But eternal has no time variances in it. So we always were in Christ.
Yes.
Where we go, whatever we do, how high we jump, how low we fall, we are in Christ. We that belong to God in Christ, we are always in Christ.
Amen.
Never, 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 ever, never out of Christ. So it is striking that in this verse we note this adjectival description applied to Jesus Christ, the Beloved One. But in three other verses of Scripture, it is applied to believers or the elect. Believers, the elect. The first one, and I dealt with some time ago, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, and we took the context, verses 10 through 17. The second one, 1 Thessalonians 1 and 4, of which I took the context there, verses 1 through 10. And lastly, 2 Thessalonians 2:13, of which, if not today, one day, I will take the context. 2 Thessalonians 2:13-17. Oh, what a remarkable example. As we continually praise God for his glorious grace, which he has graced us to us through imputation of the merit of Jesus Christ. The merit, the worth, the work, the value of Christ has been imputed or counted to us or placed to our account. Our sins, all of them, on him, and his goodness, his worth, his value, his sinlessness unto us. Oh, glory to God. All our sins. And all of his righteousness. Every bit of it. Hallelujah. Graced unto us. We know we don't deserve that. We could work till the sun go down and beyond. We could never manage to merit or measure up. Never. Through imputation of the merit of Christ, which in turn has made it possible for us to become, perfect tense, passive voice, to become, having become, beloved ones. If it has not been, this is regarding everything, including our being in the Beloved. If it has not been decreed or finished in eternity, it cannot manifest in time. God has to have called a thing into existence. Not only our eternal sonship position in Christ, but every step of our walk in time. Every bit of it. Every predicament, disappointment, so-called success, enjoyment, humiliation, everything. So he made it possible for us to become, having become beloved ones. From the exegesis of proper translation and interpretation of these verses, as well as others, we believe that they provide undeniable evidential documentation that the total work of salvation was initiated, implemented, culminated, or completed in eternity, in a period when God was alone in his decree of everything in the order that he had purposed and designed for it to be. Of everything in the realm of eternity, God decreed everything. He's unlimited. We are so limited. But God's word shows us that by one saying, he created the ages and everything in them. And Jesus, in corroboration, said a sparrow does not fall to the ground without your heavenly Father. So the least most insignificant things, or the seemingly most significant things, God decreed it all. All. Even the next presidential election in the United States. Oh! That won't cost you anything. Thus we believe that it is impossible to apportion, deal out any contribution of these glorious decrees and acts to anyone outside of God. No one. God in eternity did it before creation, let alone placing us in bodies after the creation of time, let alone that. Praise God. All right, Elder, let's turn to see more of the differentiation of the elect and the non-elect. The elect as opposed to the non-elect. Elder, turn to 2 Thessalonians and audience, turn to 2 Thessalonians with me. And Elder, we are going to try to start at verse 1. And I'm watching the clock.
Interlinear Greek?
Yes, Elder. Let's go with interlinear Greek in the interest of time. And I have little of it.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning with... We're reading the Greek text, interlinear Greek text, beginning with the first verse.
Now, my main intent is to reach verse 13, which speaks again of election, but if not, God knows. All right, but we'll see the separation of the elect, the beloved, as opposed to the non-elect. Begin reading, Elder.
Now we request you, brothers, by the presence of the Lord, of us, Jesus Christ, and of us gathering together to him.
Pay attention to the personal pronouns. The Lord of us and of us gathering together unto him. Read, Ella.
Verse 2. Not quickly to be shaken, you from the mind, nor be disturbed.
All right.
Neither through a spirit.
You know how we say, something told me. Neither through a spirit.
Nor through speech.
Nor through speech.
Nor through an epistle.
Through one another. Nor through an epistle.
As through us.
As through us. Don't nothing disturb you.
Remember? As that is come the day of the Lord.
As that is come the day of the Lord. Now see, the King James, these folk were in, some of them were in fear. and the King James have here as that is come the day of Christ. No, he's telling them, don't be afraid that the day of the Lord, which speaks of judgment, has come, and as opposed to the day of Christ, which speaks to our personal pronoun, our deliverance, not theirs. He has spoken to them about the day of the Lord in the first letter, and they had misunderstanding. They had mistaken the immediacy or the quickness of the coming of Christ, like a thief. Gone! They were mistaking that with his imminent return about to come, which is about to happen. So they needed some clarification. So thinking that Christ was about to come, they stopped, some of them stopped working. Oh my God. They stopped working. And especially when increased persecution came, they figured that Christ about to come and persecution too. Oh my goodness. No need working no more. All right. So Paul is writing the second letter to clarify. All right. Read, Ella.
Through an epistle as to us.
All right.
As there is come the day of the Lord.
The day of the Lord, which speaks of judgment. Okay. Read, Ella.
Not anyone you may deceive.
Not, notice that personal pronoun. Not any one of you. You, we, us, our. Personal pronoun. As opposed to the other ones I'm not going to mention. I'm going to read it. All right? Not any of you, what?
May deceive.
May deceive. That is an aorist subjunctive in the imperative. An aorist command in the subjunctive. Subjunctive move is a probability, meaning in time, whenever in time. Aorist tense is already done. In time is just when it will manifest. It's an aorist subjunctive used as an imperative. Okay. All right, read, Ellen.
By no way.
By no way. You, us, we. Read.
Because unless comes the apostasy first.
Unless comes the apostasy first. A separating or a standing away. A standing away. Now, I know that church attendance is down predominantly in the U.S., but that is not a standing away from what Paul is conveying here. All right, read on in clarification, Elder.
And is revealed the man,
all right,
of first, lawlessness.
Two things. First, there be a standing away, and reveal, maybe having been revealed again, saints. Nothing manifests but what has already been decreed. Nothing.
Right. Amen. Yes.
Your accident, your insurance go up, nothing. Your man not in the White House or woman, nothing manifests except what's been decreed. You didn't become the man that you wanted to be. Nothing manifests. If you become it, it was decreed. Even billionaire. Even trillionaire. All right. Read Ella. Apostasy first, a standing away. Just people being removed from godly things or the name of the Lord. Uh-huh. And reveal.
Apostasy first. And is revealed the man of lawlessness,
eternally
the son of perdition.
The man of lawlessness in passive voices there, aorist subjunctive passive voice, he not coming on his own accord. He is being caused to come. This, like everything else in God's creation, is according to God. No, he don't have to make you sin. He has given a sinful nature in the flesh, and even that is purpose for his eternal glory. Every shortcoming of ours, through his grace in eternity, we'll praise him. Look where he brought me from. the despicableness. Amen. Everything is purpose for God's glory. All right. The man of sin, man of lawlessness, the son of perdition or destruction being revealed. Uh-huh. That's according to God. Passive voice. Mm-hmm.
The sin against and exalted himself.
Passive voice. This is what God is doing. Passive voice. Sinning against and exalting himself. Go ahead, Ella.
Over everything being called God.
Passive voice. Again. Uh-huh.
Or object of worship.
Setting itself up over everything. And then now there's already been a standing away from things called God. Now he coming as God. All right, read Ella.
So as him
mm-hmm.
in the shrine of God
uh-huh.
to sit, showing himself that he is a God.
To sit, heaven set. As indicative, passive voice. He can't do nothing else but God is unlimited in power and might, and all creation is his. And time is for testimony only. Testimony, evidence of what the Lord has purposed for his eternal glory. This is all pre-purpose, preordained. God is showing what he had done for his purpose, for his glory. All right, read on, Ella. Verse 5.
Do ye not remember that ye yet, being with you, these things
mm-hmm.
I used to tell you?
In the imperfect tense, I used to tell you these things. Continuous action in the past. Read, Ella.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
mm-hmm.
the restraining ye know.
The suppression, the holding back, the restraining you know.
For the to be revealed
mm-hmm.
him in the of him time.
He can't come now because the Lord is restraining, suppressing until God, his God appointed time. He can't be revealed or come. Paul wanted his saints, the brethren, the sisters to know this so they could be encouraged. Read that one.
For the mystery already operates
already
of lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
Only the restraining just now until out of midst it comes.
Until the Lord take away the restraint. He can't show his head. All right, come on.
Verse 8. And then
it'll
be revealed.
Future passive.
The lawless one.
Will be revealed. Future passive. Future indicative passive voice. Future is a thing that's done. It's already done. It just hasn't manifested. God has spoken everything into existence. And it's the passive voice. He can't help but come. God has already done it through his decree. A saint. Read.
We read the lawless one
mm-hmm.
whom the Lord
Jesus
will destroy
uh-huh.
by the spirit of the mouth of him
mm-hmm.
and bring nothing
mm-hmm.
by the outshining of the presence of him. The
presence of our Lord Jesus. He's going to shine before the world and those under him, but our Lord outshines everything. All right, read.
Of whom is the presence according to operation
uh-huh.
of Satan
uh-huh.
with all power and signs
uh-huh.
and wonders of a lie.
This is what God doing. Remember God gave Satan authority over Job? He couldn't go no further than the Lord gave him authority to do. Same thing here. Read up.
And with
mm-hmm.
all deceit of unrighteousness. And the perishing.
And the perishing passive voice. The perishing or those that are perishing. Passive voice. They're not perishing because of what they did do or did not do. We are not saved in the body of Christ because of what we did do or did not do. Passive voice. The perishing. They didn't make themselves perish. God ordained this. This is his program. All creation is God's doings. Read Ella.
because the love of the truth they received not, for the to be saved them.
They couldn't receive the truth because it was eternally decreed. You notice the pronouns now. The pronouns now have gone to they and them. Right now, there's not us, we, and our. God chose, elected us, and rejected, created, but rejected them and they. Oh, hallelujah. Read, Ella.
Man.
I might go off the taping, but I got to get to verse 13. Read, Ella.
Verse 11. And therefore sins to them.
And therefore sins to them.
God, an operation of error.
God sends to them an operation of error. They'll operate in error. Think in error. Believe in error. Do in error. God has done that. All right, read, Ella.
For the believe them the lie.
For the believe them the lie.
In order that may be judged
in
all.
That, or for the purpose that may be having been all the not having believed. Judged. In order that may be having been judged all the not having believed. All aorist tenses. Being judged, God did it in eternity. Before creation of anything. Just like we were chosen in Him before creation of anything, they were separated from Him before the creation of anything. They are not believing, completed, decreed in eternity. You're believing, decreed in eternity. Us and them, all right? And having had pleasure in unrighteousness, aorist tense. They couldn't do anything else but, just like you, we, me, we couldn't do anything else but when the Lord called, we came. When He gave us faith, we couldn't do anything else but believe. Read it. Verse 13.
Verse 13. But we ought to thank God.
But super core name conjunction, which would be of this phrase is of equal strength. It could be a coordinating conjunction of God having caused them not to believe, same strength here. Or a superordinating conjunction showing the great contrast. But what Paul said, we ought
to thank God.
To thank God.
Always concerning you.
Always concerning you, we, us, our. Read, Ella.
Brothers, having been loved by Lord.
Having been loved. You couldn't escape the love of God if you tried. You couldn't leave the love and compassion of the Lord if you tried to jump off the earth. If you could defeat gravity and jump off the earth. The love of God. The love of God. Given unto you before creation. Finish that, Ella.
Because chose you God first fruit to salvation by sanctification of the Spirit and faith of truth.
Because chose you.
Yes, it is.
Not, help me say it, them. Chose us. You. First fruit. Israel had to offer the first of their crops and everything as unto the Lord. We are the first fruit. We are holy, sanctified unto Him. We are the beloved of Him. First fruit of unto salvation. By sanctification of spirit and faith of the truth. Remember, passive voice, God sent them strong delusion that they may be having been believing a lie. But us, He gave us to believe the truth. Praise God. Saints, I say it, if you don't divide this Bible according to dispensations and covenants, you will be confused. You must differentiate the covenants. We are in the grace covenant. We are the elect of the grace covenant, the body of Christ. We have a distinct gospel to inform us of everything regarding us. It's in the grace covenant. It was given by revelation by the highest, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Apostle Paul to give in order that we might be informed who we are, what we have, what we can expect. The grace church, which is Christ's body.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. 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 Come on, give the Lord a hand. Amen.